Okay, part two. This is September 22nd. We're actually recording on, what time is it? It's about 3:35, roughly, in the afternoon. And this is for the September 23rd broadcast. My name's Brian. You're listening to Clarity Radio. And wow, that was really something. No notes. Did not prepare myself for this. If you got a pendulum, ask if I did prepare myself for this talk. I did prepare notes for another talk for today, and when I was finished doing the notes, then he said, "Put that away." He said, "You're not going to be talking about that." And I'm glad I didn't talk about the other stuff because that would have got me into trouble. So he says, "Put it away." And I said, "Okay, so we are going to, this is part two. And okay, Father, what is it? Talk to me. What am I supposed to say? Okay, let's talk about health." Okay, health, okay. So here's the deal. So we have astral bodies, and astral bodies, well, they have our past life memories. And the astral bodies are kind of interesting because it tells me a lot about a person and tells me a lot about myself because I can discern my own astral body and I'm going, "Oh my God, I did that, I did that." And what's really neat about my astral body is that it has the information of who I was in another incarnation, more along the lines of, and I'm saying, wow. It's got information. Technology information in my astral body has the cold fusion. And so I have that knowledge in me now. And everything I did when I was Tesla, Einstein, that information is there for me to basically grab, hold on to, and help mankind. Because I'm supposed to help the United States of America with cold fusion. And I'm saying cold fusion, but it's almost like I'm just agreeing with the world that this is cold fusion, but that's not the proper name for it, the technology that I'm supposed to work on. And the technology I'm supposed to work on, it has a lot to do with magnetism. And so I'm not gonna it's really, really interesting. We're privately, I'm looking at string theories and I'm looking at the quantum world and where quantum exists on a Yocto level, and which is the size of 10 to the minus 24. And when you take a look at the possibility that quantum exists on that level, and I ask if it exists on a smaller or a higher level, and it doesn't. And I don't understand why it's on a Yocto level where quantum exists. And when I, what is it? What's the, what is it? Oh, thank you. String theory. And when I am looking at string theory, that is also on quantum. And so that it's really, really interesting. So maybe there's something more I need to understand. Is there? Yes. Yeah, he says, "Oh yeah, okay. So I'm not right, right? Okay." So he says, "No." He says, "Should I stop talking about this?" "Yes." "Yeah, okay." He says, "Stop it." Okay, so he doesn't want anyone to know about this. But that's how my gift works, is I'm having a conversation with the Father, and he's telling me different things. So let's just look at your health. Well, most of us, we have a soul. We have a spirit. We have a birth spirit. The birth spirit is very interesting. A lot of us, we should still have our birth spirit, but it changes. The software program within the birth spirit changes from time to time based on events taking place or based on you getting rid of your bad karma because you took it on for someone else. Then you end up having a different software program, a different script. And when you take a look at every gene in your body, every gene, he says, don't use the word every. Okay, I won't use the word every. But genes basically tell me what your life script could be. It doesn't necessarily mean that if you have a gene that says you're going to be in a car accident, it doesn't mean that you're going to be in a car accident, because what it means is that you could do something to overturn that gene and not go through the car accident. And so when I take a look at the astral bodies, this is what I want to get to. The astral bodies, some of us have had the same experience, that like over and over and over again, each incarnation you come back to have the same miserable, traumatic experience. And I'm sitting back, I say, why? So the answer is even in your genes, why you have this traumatic experience. And it even goes smaller to your atom. You know, there's certain atoms that has all this information. And then on your heart, there's something that's called a master cell. A master cell. And my God, this it's one cell that has your whole entire life script on it. Your whole entire, so I can go into that master cell, not exactly, I'm 6'2", I don't think I can fit into that master cell, but you know what I'm talking about. But I can discern that, and I can go into and get extrapolate the information. And that information will tell me potentially what disease you could end up and whether or not you're going to be healed. And so here's the deal. So everybody pay attention. So let's say you're going to church. Last 5 years, you're going to church every Sunday or once a month. Doesn't matter. But you're praying to God. And you're saying, Father, help me. Help me. And you're saying, help me. And then as time goes on, why is the Father not helping me? I'm praying. Why is the Father not helping me? What is going on? Is there a block? Is it me? Am I a bad person? Did I do something to deserve this? So this is going on in your life right now, for example. And other people are having the same experience. But you didn't realize for the past 1,000 years. I'm just going 1,000 years. You didn't realize that we've been held hostage by a certain mainstream religion in the Western world. And you didn't realize that they had the ability to change the software program that said that you could never receive a miracle, you could never be healed, that you must suffer and suffer and suffer. So they changed the software program. And you didn't realize that there was a software program. Even people who study physics, they don't understand this because they don't have the gift. But if they did, they would say, wow, wow, wow. But you're praying, your son is sick, your daughter is sick, your spouse is sick, you're praying. But the program said, nope, your son can't be healed, your daughter can't be healed, your spouse can't be healed. This has been in place for the past 1,000 years. And this is really sad. And this, now, in this situation where there's people that need to see me, they need to be healed. Because many of them can be healed because the software program has changed where that no longer applies. That this 1,000-year hostage situation, for the most part, is gone. He says, in most part, because he's telling me I still got some more stuff to deal with. And I thought I was going to sleep tonight and sleep in. Okay. But that's the reality. And he said, part one, you made no mistakes. Everything you said was truthful. So let me just take a break. I want to make sure I'm saying everything truthful here. Because I got to be able to sleep. Because when I don't speak the truth, I have a problem sleeping. And I sleep pretty darn good. Hang on. He says, everything's truthful. Everything's good. Thank you, Father. Take your pendulums out. Verify that. Help me out. Send me a text like you always do. And tell me that. And by the way, since we've been doing this pendulum thing, no one's ever sent me a text saying you're wrong. Very few people can do what I'm doing right now. Very few politicians, doctors, scientists, academia, whatever, can take my spot and start talking without notes and always speak the truth. Every word you say is truthful without you getting a text from someone saying, hey, this part of your message was not true. And these are coming from people who are devoted to helping me. And they do a really good job. Thank you, everyone, that has that gift. Thank you very much. So what happens is that what's really crazy is that someone could take their own astral body and they can send their astral body to you and make you sick. And I sat back and I said, WTF. And I threw my hands up in the air. Oh my God. The astral body that has their past life memories. I mean, Christians say, well, it's a demon, it's a spirit and all this stuff. But I'm looking at astral bodies and even their own soul. Because when they come into this incarnation, they have the current life soul. They have two souls, two working souls. The most of us, we do. He says most. One current life soul and then one past life soul. And people can take their past life soul and send it to someone and give them cancer. Some disease, some accident. This is the reality of this matrix. And so you're not taught this in any type of church forum, public church forum that I'm aware of. And so when you think about your parents, that your parents come in, they're supposed to love you. But some parents will send an indestructible astral body, soul, whatever it is. And what this is alarming. But in a lot of cases, I can have that destroyed. It just means that if it goes to one person in the family and that they get cancer and they die, then when they die, that energy goes to another member in the family or goes to someone else, maybe outside the family, maybe a cousin or whatever. And it just goes around and around and around and starts killing off everybody. Now, this is not common. I would say it's rare compared to 8 billion population. But when it crosses my table, I take it very serious. Because what this is someone from another incarnation, ancestors, having revenge on everybody in that bloodline. or connected to the bloodline. But there are some people that have been contacted. And so these people, if you have been contacted, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here to help you. But just be truthful to yourself. And you want to clear yourself. When we look at the healing of the body, mind, and soul, ETC, healing yourself within the matrix and outside the matrix, healing yourself in the spirit realm. As most people who exist in the matrix, you also exist in the spirit realm. And it's the spirit realm that calls all the shots. And don't correct what I've just said. If I stumble, it doesn't matter. I don't want the technicians to make me sound better. I want to make myself as real as possible. If I'm going to stutter, I want to stutter. If I'm going to, whatever the word is, I can't even pronounce a certain word, I want that left in, because that's who I am. I don't want you to think that I'm some Rhodes Scholar, that I make no mistakes, that I'm so eloquent. I am who I am. And I feel better that way when I present myself as who I am. But the healing, many people who have followed the arts of healing, you've heard the expression onion layers. And so in the last 2.5 years, I spent hours healing myself. So many diseases I have lifted off my body. So many. And through that experience, I have learned how to help others. And if you're supposed to see me, you're going to come and see me, because it's written. Our life script is written. And if you're not supposed to see me, you will not see me. And the ones that are supposed to see me, you're going to speak kind of me. The ones that you're not supposed to see me, in a lot of cases, you will not speak kind of me, and you will encourage others not to come and see me. And the reason why you likely would encourage others not to see me is because you may not be aware of this, but there is a Lucifer program in the matrix. And I do not quite understand this program completely, particularly with most recent reset. I have to sit down and study this. But this program basically is a facilitator for the matrix to ensure that someone goes through their bad karma. And so this Lucifer program is the facilitator. And some people will have, when they're sick, they're either going to have someone else's astral body on them, or soul, or something else, which someone is sending their revenge to you, or you're going to have another astral body, soul, ETC. It depends on the whole entire situation. And that would be a Lucifer astral body. And if you end up with a Lucifer astral body, as the song goes, dun 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 dun, 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 don't touch it, dun 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 dun, don't touch it. Yeah, Brian, don't touch it. Don't touch it, Brian. Dun dun dun. I can't touch that because if I do, I'm in trouble. If I do, I could take on that debt. That's why I have to be very careful. But the dark side, they're very clever because they come across and they can even arrange, which they did in the past, they would get these entities that were really supposed to be Lucifer, but they would have it come across to me as a non-Lucifer entity and try to encourage me to do the healing on them. And if I did that, I would be in trouble. So I know their tricks. And they work very hard. And at the end of the day, the only thing they care about, well, they don't even care about themselves. Because if they're prepared to have their soul basically destroyed, I mean, do they really care about themselves? No, they don't care. They don't care about anything. They don't care about anyone. They don't care if they destroy this whole planet. They don't care if they bankrupt everyone. They don't care if they cause everyone to divorce. They don't care. But the spiritual council had no choice but to remove, again, 11,500,000 plus souls. They lost their souls. And when they lose their soul, it's hard for them to come out of the matrix. They're stuck here. And I have no idea what would happen. My attitude is, okay, this council approved this, they did this, but they can undo it. I mean, God can do basically anything that God wants to be done. And that's my attitude. And maybe that experience will be short-term for some of them. And they will be able to get their soul back. I don't know, but that's not my department. My interest is making sure that we do not face World War III. And I hope that Canada really thinks hard in supporting the Ukraine war. Not to make any decision on any level that will move the world towards World War III. Very, very important for us not to do this. Before I say goodbye, I want to talk about frequency, just in general. So when you take a look at Americans, they have, the true American has a good charged speaking voice, which is a negative charge, in general. And Canadians outside Quebec, for the most part, has a negative charge voice frequency. And on a technical basis, we should get along nicely because our frequencies, we have the same frequency. And if we are not getting along, it means that the leaders for both countries, one or both leaders are not doing the right thing 100%. And they have to reassess what they're doing. Whereas the people of Quebec, they have a positive charge. They have a positive charge frequency when they speak in general. Is that true, Father? Yes, yes, it's true. And so that means that we're not on the same page. But we should be on the same page, but we're not. And to make matters worse, the British Empire, England, positive charge, not negative charge. So what it tells me, based on the software program, that if England does not become a negative charge down the road, that can't be changed, that Canada is going to break away from England. It's going to happen. And the future, United States and Canada is going to bond even closer because we're on the same page. So I thought this was very interesting. Everything is about programming and frequency and math. For example, a restaurant in the last 10 years has had maybe 5 businesses. They go in and they go out of business. But when I drive by that building, I see that it is a positive charge. The energy is not good. It's not good. But if I take a look at the White House, the USA, they're mostly negative charge. So what it means is that people feel comfortable working there and there will be less sickness in that building because of the negative charge. And it's coming from the earth through the building. Half of the apartment buildings in Ottawa, Canada, has a positive charge. Half has negative. So the side that has negative, those people stay in their office, they're more productive. The other half, they want to go out. During the day, they want to go out. They don't want to sit there for any length of period. If you got a pendulum, verify that. It's the truth. But we don't understand that. We do not understand. And there's one other decision that was made by the Spiritual Council of the Light in reference to artificial intelligence. Those who abuse this are going to face huge karma, bad karma. And also, the ones that are abusing the AI, they will be limited to receiving more information on artificial intelligence. And it could be even a company could be shut down because they are not allowed to get any more AI technology info, because their intent is to abuse mankind or for any other reason. So I'm putting that out there. And so I'm going to follow this over the next 4 weeks with the council. And when they shut the information down, they can shut down information where we just can't get any new information. They can shut down the whole planet where we do not get any new technology information. So that means every country, every corporation, you have to be on the light side to get the information that you need to be more productive. And they're getting tough. And they're getting tough with me, which I don't mind. My intent is pure. I just follow the instructions. And I don't ever want to go off my life script. I just want to help you understand what you need to know. And again, make sure you do not forgive another human being. And do not do any malicious harm against another human being. And if you are asked to partake with any action against your government or protest, do not do it. Much of the protest that has taken place in the past is because of the dark programming, software program in the Matrix. That's, for the most part, has been lifted. But if there is a problem between citizens and governments, the council will get involved. If there's a program that needs to be changed, they will do it. Trust in this process. Do not go against your government. Okay, he said, I didn't say anything that was not truthful. This is successful. And so let me see if there's anything else that I need to say before I say goodbye to you. No, we're good. We're good. So once again, I'd like to thank everyone who has been helping me in the past. Help me out, whether it's financial, just being there for me, supporting me, opening doors for me. And I'm still waiting to receive word from University of Toronto and McMaster and the Pritzker Institute to have me come out and do a research day. And let's talk about string theory. Let's talk about black holes. And let's just open the whole forum up to questions, and let's do a research day where we can learn something new and we all walk out with saying, wow, I never knew that, including myself. I want to walk out having that same experience and say, wow, I never knew that. I'm not afraid of you, okay? And you should not be afraid of me. I'm not afraid of going in front of 5,000 people and talking about any topic in science. And if you have the pendulum, hang on. You can also verify that, you know, I don't like to use this word, but am I the number one authority? Am I the number one authority to confirm all that is truthful in any field of science, in any field of anything? And you're going to get the answer, yes. There's no other person that has that authority. And I have clear access to God's archives that has a lot more information in there to help us. So again, do not be afraid of me. I'm here to help. And I think it'd be fun. The important thing that I need to have is a recliner. You got to give me a recliner in front of everyone and lots of water and a couple snacks, healthy snacks. I'm going to need that throughout the day and the odd cup of coffee. But I don't really drink coffee. It will be with me for, 8 hours. I don't really like coffee, but it's just there to give me some sort of different taste. Okay, so we're going to say goodbye, and hopefully we're going to do a broadcast next week. And in the meantime, please be safe, and whatever you do, speak kind of everyone. You don't want to create any sort of bad karma against another, then you've got to come back in another incarnation because you spoke maliciously against someone and that person got harmed. You don't want to do that. You want to just find the good in everyone and realize the more good that you do, the better you are when you cross over. Okay, my name is Brian. You've been listening to Clarity Radio. And once again, thank you very much. And I love all of you. Thank you.
A been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Something just like this.
Where'd you wanna go?